Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God, I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. This psalm was almost certainly penned by King David after he had fled from his son Absalom, who had attempted to take over his father's throne. It was an agonizing situation. Absalom was David's third son and was a great favorite of his father. Absalom was charming and handsome and clearly loved the life of pomp and ceremony. We learn that he drove in a magnificent chariot with 50 men running in front of him. After a while, the power went to his head, and he decided to rebel against his father. It would be hard to imagine anything more terrible. To be betrayed by anyone is an appalling experience, but to be betrayed by your own loved son, and again. To be betrayed by anyone is an appalling experience, but to be betrayed by your own much-loved son must have been almost too awful to bear. In despair, David fled to the desert and had time to reflect on what mattered most in his life. He was absolutely clear that his relationship with the living God was everything to him. Your unfailing love is better than life, he concluded. You and I have probably never been through an experience quite as devastating as David's. But all times of disappointment and tragedy, however they are caused, can help us to reflect on life's priorities in an intense way. David's relationship with God was clearly central to his life, and so in the moment of despair, his gaze was fixed on the perfection of God's love and provision. And as he did so, he recognized that even in this most extreme of circumstances, God was able to meet his needs. None of us knows what the future holds, and so we need to ensure that we keep our relationship with God strong all the time. Let me pray with you. God, our Father, thank you that you can always satisfy our deepest needs and that you never leave our side. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier.